Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we're so happy to see you today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter and I smell coffee. Today's topic is around town.
And our title is, Which Coffee Shop? Which Coffee Shop? Peter, do you have a favorite coffee shop?
Oh, I do. I sit next to the window. I have this wonderful chair. I order the same thing every time, and I read a book. I bring my laptop so I can work or call my parents on the internet.
Wow, that sounds very relaxing. Well, right now, let's read it together. Here's Peter to help us.
Ben likes the coffee at the Coffee Bean. Alex likes the coffee at the Coffee Pot. Alex and Rob don't like cream in their coffee. They drink black coffee. Alex takes Ben to the Coffee Pot. They both order large, regular coffees. They don't want a mocha or cappuccino.
Thank you very much, Peter. Now, these days, many people go to coffee shops. So, why do people like coffee shops?
Yeah, I think everyone has a different reason. Sometimes I go to spend time with a friend. It's a great place to have a conversation.
That's right, and it's also a relaxing place. Sometimes I go to study or to do some work. It's great.
Yeah, I can bring a book there. I'm around people, I can listen to music, and I can get a good cup of coffee.
They do have delicious drinks there. Okay, well, we need to go over our keywords. Here's Jack to help us.
Hello, 你喜欢喝咖啡吗? Ben 很喜欢到一家叫做 Coffee Bean 的咖啡店买咖啡。Bean 这个字是豆子的意思，所以 Coffee Bean 就是咖啡豆。Ben always gets his coffee at Coffee Bean. 不过 Alex 觉得 Coffee Pot 这家的咖啡比较好喝。Coffee Pot 就是咖啡壶，所以名词 Pot 就是水壶的壶。Alex likes coffee from another store. 为了比较一下到底哪一家的咖啡比较好喝，所以他们就去尝一尝对方喜欢的咖啡。Rob 和 Alex 两个人都喜欢 black coffee, 黑咖啡，不加 cream, 鲜奶油或是奶精的。They don't like cream in their coffee. 到了 Alex 喜欢的咖啡店里，两个人都点了大杯的咖啡。They both order large coffees.点大杯饮料的时候要用形容词 large， 他们没有点摩卡或者是 cappuccino， 他们点的就是一般的咖啡，形容词一般的、普通的就是 regular。They order large regular coffees.
Hi Ben, I smell coffee.
Yes, you do. I'm drinking coffee.
Where did you get it?
I always get coffee at my favorite coffee shop.
Which one is that?
The Coffee Bean. It's on First Street. I just drive up and buy coffee.
That's convenient. Is the coffee good?
It's great.
Linda smells coffee. Delicious foods and drinks smell good.Hey, Peter, can you think of things that smell good?
Let me think. Oh, I love smelling fresh cookies out of the oven. Or mangoes smell really good. And barbecue. Barbecue smells great.
Barbecue does smell delicious. But there are other things that don't smell so good. When I smell the trash, I need to throw it out. Phew!The trash smells bad.
Well, our friends are talking about coffee. You can make coffee yourself or you can get it at a store. In this conversation, our friends are talking about different coffee shops.
Shops and stores. They mean the same thing, but usually a shop is the word used for a smaller store.
Linda wants to know which shop is his favorite. So she asks, which one is that? Let's learn more about this question with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. Today, we're going to focus on using the words which one to ask questions. For example, which one can I have? Or which one do you want? Great job. Now you're ready to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Now, when there is more than one choice, we use the word which. Friends, make sure to practice a sentence or two.
So Ben likes the coffee bean. He can just drive up and buy coffee. Hey, I bet Jack has more to say about this. Let's visit him now.
Ben 说他喜欢到 coffee bean 去买咖啡，因为他只要开车向前去就可以买咖啡了。I just drive up and buy coffee. 我们来学习把 up 当副词用。句子里的 drive up 表示开车向前，所以副词 up 有向前靠近的意思。比如某人向我走过来就是 He walked up to me. 如果你说 He ran up and said hello, 就表示他跑上前来打招呼。对话中多了副词 up 会让你的表达更生动，更有画面哦。
Thanks, Jack. So Ben always gets his coffee at his favorite coffee shop, the Coffee Bean.
Hey, I could use a good cup of coffee.Where did he get it?
Peter, I just told you, the coffee bean.
Where did he get it?
The coffee bean, Peter. Why don't you get... Oh, I get it. Where did you get it is today's...
Calendar phrase.
Where did you get it?
Where did you get it?
你在哪里买的？
Look at my new watch.
Where did you get it?
It's really cool.
Where did you get it?
It has the time and the date.
Where did you get it?
I found it right here.
Hey, that's my watch.
Not anymore.
Where did you get it?
Where did you get it?
你在哪里买的?
So the coffee bean is convenient. That means it's fast and easy to get to. But what is the other reason Ben likes this coffee shop?
Well, because the coffee is great. And another great thing is Conversation B. Friends, let's go there right now.
Do you like cream in your coffee, Rob?
No, I drink it black.
Me too. And I have a new favorite coffee shop.
Which one?
The Coffee Pot. Their coffee is great. I can't drink any other coffee now.
Ben likes the Coffee Bean's coffee.
I can take him to the Coffee Pot. He can try their coffee.
Alex and Rob are talking about coffee. There is more than one way to drink a cup of coffee. Alex asks Rob, do you like cream in your coffee?
Cream. Now, cream is like milk. It tastes very good. But you normally wouldn't just drink cream. It has too much fat, but it tastes very good in coffee.
Do you drink coffee?
Actually, Peter, I don't like coffee.
Why?
Well, one time I tried drinking it and I felt really sick. And ever since that, I stopped.
Oh, okay. So it's probably not good for your stomach.
Yeah, I like tea a lot better. Well, Peter, do you like coffee? And do you like black coffee or do you like it with cream?
Yeah, well, black coffee means without anything, no sugar or milk or cream. But I like it both ways. If the coffee is really good, I drink it black. But if it's not the best cup of coffee, if it's a little bitter, I will add some cream. Thanks for asking. I know everyone's interested in that.
Hey, well, maybe you can go to the coffee pot with Alex sometime. He thinks their coffee is great.
Yeah, he says this coffee is so good, he can't drink any other coffee now. Wow, that must be pretty good. Let's visit Jack for more about this sentence.
Alex 说, coffee pot 的咖啡太好喝了。I can't drink any other coffee now. 喝过他们的咖啡之后，现在已经没有办法喝别家的咖啡了。这种表达方式很有意思。你如果想要表达某样东西实在是太棒了，没有别人能够比得上，你就可以用这种说法。比如，你偶然间吃到某个品牌的冰淇淋，觉得它实在是太好吃了。从此以后，不是这家的冰淇淋，你绝对不吃。你会说I can't eat any other ice cream now. 或者你现在用的手机很好用，用过之后你再也不会想换别家的手机了。I can't use any other cell phones now. 新鲜的表达方式，你也试试用用看吧。
Thank you, Jack. This is a great sentence that will improve your English. So make sure that you use it at home.
So far, we talked about two coffee shops, the coffee bean and the coffee pot. Let's talk a little bit about why they have these names. What's a coffee bean?
Well, coffee beans are what coffee is made from.
Oh, that's a clever name for a coffee shop then. And a coffee pot is what you brew the coffee in. And I think that it is fun that everyone likes a certain coffee shop. We do this withall sorts of things, right? Especially food.
Yes, we do. And maybe you can talk about it during our break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back. Shops, there are many different kinds of drinks you can buy. There's hot drinks and cold drinks. Peter, do you like hot drinks or cold drinks better?
Actually, I love hot drinks. Even when the weather is hot outside, I prefer to have a hot drink. Unless I'm outside all day, I'll drink something cold outside.
Yes, in the summertime, it's good to have a cold drink.Okay, well, let's go to Conversation C right now. We need to learn more.
This is the coffee pot. What do you think?
It's a nice shop. There are many places to sit. And the coffee smells good.
The coffee is very good. Try it.
Okay. I want a large coffee.
Do you want regular coffee, a mocha, or a cappuccino?
Regular coffee is fine.
Great. We can both have large coffees.
Wow, so Alex is really proud of his favorite coffee shop. He thinks that Ben will really like it.
So now they are at the coffee pot.Alex wants to know what Ben thinks.
What do you think? This is a great question to ask if you want to know if someone likes something, or just to find out what they're thinking.
So, what is good about this coffee shop? It's nice, and there are many places to sit. Plus, the coffee smells good. That's one of my favorite parts about a coffee shop.
Well, Alex is excited about the coffee. He wants Ben to try it.
Ben orders a large coffee. Let's review different sizes, okay? There is a small, then medium, and large. Large is the biggest size. Small is the smallest.
That's right. I usually get a large. So, a large coffee, What does that mean? There are so many other choices after that. There's cream, sugar, or does he want a mocha or a cappuccino? Those are all kinds of coffee drinks.
Yes, but regular coffee is fine for Ben. Regular, so that means just normal black coffee. And that's a good way to know if a coffee shop is good or bad. If it's bad coffee, you can't hide it with the cream and sugar.
Okay, well, I'm glad that he gets his order. But a regular coffee? That's pretty boring. What about a mocha or a cappuccino?
Mochas are delicious. They have chocolate in them.
Yes, they do. Mochas are coffee, so I wouldn't drink it, but I heard it's delicious.
Well, a cappuccino has foamed milk on top, and it uses a shot of espresso.
Wow, you know a lot about coffee, Peter. Good for you. Well, I think they will enjoy their coffee.
That's right. Well, we won't review all the coffees that we talked about today, but we should review our keywords. Friends, let's do that right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Bean. Bean. This dish has beans in it.
Pot. Pot. We can cook the food in this pot.
Cream. Cream. Put some cream in this drink.
Large. Large. This drink is small. I want a large one.
Regular. Regular. This place is regular. It's not special. Okay, friends, don't forget to practice those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time. Hi, Ben. I smell coffee.
Yes, you do. I'm drinking coffee.
Where did you get it?
I always get coffee at my favorite coffee shop.
Which one is that?
The Coffee Bean. It's on First Street. I just drive up and buy coffee.
That's convenient. Is the coffee good?
It's great.
Do you like cream in your coffee, Rob?
No, I drink it black.
Me too. And I have a new favorite coffee shop.
Which one?
The Coffee Pot. Their coffee is great. I can't drink any other coffee now.
Ben likes the Coffee Beans coffee.
I can take him to the Coffee Pot. He can try their coffee. This is the Coffee Pot. What do you think?
It's a nice shop. There are many places to sit. And the coffee smells good.
The coffee is very good. Try it.
Okay, I want a large coffee.
Do you want regular coffee, a mocha, or a cappuccino?
Regular coffee is fine.
Great, we can both have large coffees.
Look, Monkey Man, I have two cups of coffee.
Oh, one for me and one for you.
No. One for me and another one for me.
What? Two cups for you?
Yeah, one is from the coffee bean and one is from the coffee pot. I want to see which coffee tastes better.
So are the orders the same?
Yes, they're both large regular coffees.
Well, Ginger, that's a lot of coffee.
I know. I'm going to see which one is better.
Well, what about the coffee at the Jungle Cafe? That's good.
You're right. I'll order a large regular coffee from the Jungle Cafe, too.
Three?
Another coffee, please.
Three cups of coffee. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, it is. I'll try them all.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. I loved this conversation about coffee shops, but coffee shops also have tea. What kind of tea do you normally order?
Well, I usually order green tea, and in the summer when it's very hot, I will order iced tea, maybe something like peach tea or raspberry tea.
Wow, yeah, there are lots of different flavors that you can get with your tea. When I'm at home, I like to brew tea. I used to live in Asia, and they have some very delicious teas. You don't add anything to Asian tea if you want to drink it the right way.
Yeah, that's true. And in Asia, the tea without any sugar still tastes very good.
Yes, that's right. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!